Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. It is Friday, June 7th, 2013, the second day of Bilderberg. Alex is going to be joining us in a little while live from London. He's been there all week. It's not just the second day for him. We've got videos. Alex has actually barged in to Bilderberg. He's actually out on a barge bullhorning Bilderberg, and we've got some live video that's going up on Ustream of that. You can follow everything as it's breaking at Infowars.com/B, as in Bilderberg. And we've got some video of that. We're also going to be playing some audio from that video coming up in the next segment. A lot of things are breaking in the last couple of days about the government spying on people. Now, of course, we've been talking about this for years. Alex has been talking about it for years, just as he's been talking about Bilderberg. And it's kind of interesting to see these things now being talked about by the mainstream media, now coming out into the open. And it's interesting to see how they're spinning this. And we're going to be talking about this. There's a couple of links from InfoWars up on the Drudge Report. A key one, a very key link that we've got up there is David Petraeus at Bilderberg to craft a, quote, big data spy grid. That's an article from InfoWars' Paul Joseph Watson. Says former CIA director is helping to bolster the same surveillance system that brought him down. Now, Bilderberg's official agenda for 2013 lists one of the areas of discussion as, quote, how big data is changing almost everything, unquote. It's a reference to the Internet of Things, as they put it, along with the ubiquitous growth of social media and how it's transforming the world of surveillance, the ability to foresee and manipulate future events. And at exactly the same time, Watson points out, a Homeland Security subcommittee in the U.S. will also be discussing big data and its implications in the context of social media. The discussion about big data is also likely to cover how social media can be used to launch more faux revolutions and social movements, as it was in Egypt, which was aided in no small part by Google. That's right. And as Paul Joseph Watson points out finally in the last sentence, it's very true. Spooks won't have to plant a bug in your home or vehicle. You will be doing it for them. That's right. You buy your smartphone. You buy your computer. That's what they're using. And now today, yesterday, we learned that the government was going in and getting millions of phone records, all the subscribers to Verizon. Now, don't tell me they've got a reasonable cause for that. You don't get, in one court order, millions of records about phone calls. There is no such thing as reasonable support for that. And it's not just Verizon. You know that this is just a secret document that's been leaked about one of the one of the mobile carriers. It's going to be everybody that they're going after. There was a big stink just a few weeks ago about the fact that the Obama administration was doing this very same thing to AP, to journalists at AP. And that was a big deal because if you remember back to Watergate, Nixon and Kissinger had charges brought against the – Nixon was impeached. Some of the charges were the wiretapping charges that he did against reporters like William Safire. There was only about 17 reporters that they wiretapped. And the reason they were doing it was because Kissinger wanted to find out if – they were leaking information where the sources of the information were being leaked about his illegal bombing of Cambodia. Doesn't that sound like today? I mean, they had illegally started a war against Cambodia. Now, of course, the war against Vietnam, you could argue, was also illegal. We now know it was a false flag. It was admitted to be a false flag by McNamara. But they were doing this to keep tabs on people, and that was a big deal, as it should have been. We should have gotten rid of crooks like Nixon, and Kissinger ought to be in jail instead of meeting at Bilderberg right now. But today, the government can do that to everyone in the United States. And the question is, what, if anything, are we going to do about it? We'll be talking about that. We'll be covering Bilderberg with Alex Jones right after this break. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Welcome back to the InfoWars live radio show. This is Alex Jones Radio, and we're going to be covering Bilderberg with Alex Jones live a little bit later in the program. We're also going to have David Icke coming up as an interview. We've just learned that Alex is going to be having him on probably at the beginning of the second hour. Things are always fluid when we're trying to get connections to the UK live. We have a couple of stories that are up on the Drudge Report. One, a member of Secretive Conclave set to speak on record. We'll see if that actually happens, but that's been rumored to be happening, and that's an article we've got up about that. And also, Petraeus at Bilderberg to craft big data spy grid. I just talked about that briefly. Now, of course, he's there with the head of Google, also with the head of Amazon. And in just the last day, we see headline news. This is from the Washington Post. The U.S. is mining data from 9 leading internet firms. Companies deny any knowledge of that, of course. Glenn Greenwald, this is the reporter from The Guardian, who broke the story about the Verizon secret court order spying on millions of customers across the United States. Glenn Greenwald says the U.S. wants to destroy privacy worldwide. Absolutely. That's what the Utah Data Center is about. It's about recording everybody's conversations worldwide. They're working on the data mining software, And it's going to be kind of like a Terminator type of scenario where in the future, as their data mining gets better, they'll be able to go back to these records that they have stored, and they'll be able to search them in detail. It's kind of like, remember what, I think it was Stalin's, one of his henchmen, or as Alex would call him, one of his minions, what he said. He said, bring me the man, and I'll find the crime. Well, if you've got all the electronic correspondence of anybody, you can search through it. You can take stuff out of context. You can make a criminal out of anybody. And that's what this is about. This is about an oppressive, authoritarian grid that they're superimposing on the United States, especially. That's where it's going to be focused. Britain faces a decade of austerity. These are all articles that are on Infowars.com. 11-year-old suspended because he said gun. Obama picks the Libya war architect for the UN ambassador. That's right. Samantha Powers. Right after he puts in Susan Rice, who was the one putting out that lie about what was going on in Benghazi, now he's got the other lady who was involved in this, Samantha Powers. I guess I can call her a lady. Should we give her that much respect? I don't know. Senate defeats bills to keep student loan rates low. That's right. We got to get those students indebted from the very beginning to the big banks. And here's one for Rachel Maddow. Rachel, you should read this. This is on Infowars.com. It's originally a Natural News article. Weather weapons have existed for over 15 years, Rachel. That's testimony from the U.S. Secretary of Defense. Maybe you didn't get that memo. So next time you try to take Alex's comments out of context and harangue him about weather modification, you might want to look at the testimony of the Secretary of Defense. Well, we're talking about Google, we're talking about David Petraeus, and we're talking about how the global elites who don't even want you to know, to see their faces, know what they're doing, know that they're in attendance at Bilderberg, they want to know everything about you. And at the heart of that is Google. Now, there was an article from Financial Times, Google is the GE of the 21st century. And that's kind of interesting. The subtitle was, Larry Page has boundless ambition and the capacity to deliver unexpected products. And on the article, this analogy of the GE of the 21st century, what they're saying is that GE really transformed things because more than anybody, they, although GE didn't develop electricity the way that we ultimately wound up using it, of course, Edison was trying to do DC current. Tesla was doing AC, which was eventually adapted. Edison's GE essentially was more successful financially than Tesla was. The quote from the article says, compared with the 1890s, Google resembles GE, while Amazon is like Sears Roebuck, the catalog shopping company that transformed U.S. retailing. GE was founded in 1892 and Sears Roebuck in 1893 at a time when the continent was altered by the telegraph and electricity. And so now we see that the equivalent of Sears Roebuck and GE, the people that transformed retailing as well as electricity distribution, those two equivalents in modern day, the 21st century, Google and Amazon, are both at Bilderberg. And, of course, it's about big data. It's about information. And Gigi Arnetta had a special report that she aired actually last week, and it's on Google Gestapo. Here's that report.
The Google Gestapo is coming to a city near you. That's right. Right now, they are marching across Europe between Lithuania, Britain, even Greece. Google Street View and the local tax authorities have partnered up to catch citizens who might be evading taxes. In fact, the Lithuanian tax office has created their own iPhone app so that citizens can easily report on each other. The Lithuanian tax inspectorate says, we realized we could do more with less and in a shorter time. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are being collected out of an already cash-strapped European public. Last year, over 2,500 citizens turned in other citizens for tax evasion. So this brings a whole new meaning to see something, say something. Look out, the Google Gestapo is coming to a city near you. Go to prisonplanet.tv and sign up. You can share your username and password with up to 10 people. I'm Gigi Arnetta, reporting for Infowars.com.
Great report from Gigi. Now, at Bilderberg, it's reported in The Guardian that David Cameron, Prime Minister of the UK, is going to attend Bilderberg group meeting. It says Downing Street, the Finn's visit to secretive group where Prime Minister will not be accompanied by civil servants. It says, number 10, clarifying the position because ministers are usually expected to be accompanied by civil service note takers when they meet business leaders. Yeah, it's kind of like we have laws here about lobbying as well, and there's a huge scandal going on in the UK. They had three House of Lords members that were set up in a journalistic scam, being seen to accept bribes for influence peddling, that just resigned last weekend. Prior to that, same thing happened to a conservative MP. We've had our Jack Abramoff scandals, but of course, we're being told by the mainstream media that it's nothing to worry about. Just move along. When we see reports that are coming out now, we're seeing mainstream media reporting about Bilderberg because they look absolutely ridiculous not to. Now that Alex Jones is getting a lot of attention and Drudge has been reporting this for the last couple of years, people know that this is happening. It's gaining momentum. It's got enough exposure that when the mainstream media doesn't cover it, they look duplicitous. They look stupid. People are understanding that they're controlled. And, of course, for years, the owners of the mainstream media have been attending Bilderberg and keeping their reporters away. Now we've actually got a report from CNN's Jake Tapper that we'll play later on. I want to play some other stuff here first. But Jake Tapper went and talked about how this is an unreported story, finally covering it after 59 years. CNN is covering it. Of course, you've had high-level executives that have been in attendance, but they're not covering this. But then they like to basically throw any cold water on the idea that anything of significance is going on there. That, of course, is still just a conspiracy theory. And, of course, they criticize Alex for talking about something that for years they told you it was a conspiracy theory if you said the Bilderberg existed. Now it's a conspiracy theory if you say anything is happening there that is of any consequence. It's just amazing how they keep spinning this, but that's what's happening now at this point. Now, Alex, as I said earlier, is just this morning, not too long ago, he barged into Bilderberg, attacking it by water. And we've got a live feed from Ustream there. We're going to play a little bit of that. He's having some fun bullhorning the people at Bilderberg. Let's go to that clip.
Legally, and put on your table. Those belong to the beloved German queen. Those swans belong on her royal table. Delicious gravy dripping down the flavor on the floor.
To do that sort of thing. We love to see him do it. And nobody can do that like Alex. You know, it's important to have passion as well as to tell the truth. And Alex does that really well. Now, of course, people like Jake Tapper will take things like that out of context. It's very easy when somebody has a lot of passion about an issue to go in and Alex will talk about an issue for an entire segment, 10, 15 minutes, and get very worked up about the injustice of it. And that's the question, is like, who's going to get worked up about these massive data leaks? There's an article here from RT, and they interview a fellow named Afshin Ratanzi. And he says, I think one can get blasé about the fact that the U.S. is repeatedly breaking its own constitution. Yeah, you know, that's what I see happening here. We see things like, it was not that long ago that Jeff Sessions was talking to Leon Panetta, who was the Secretary of Defense, and he was talking to him about who has the authority to declare war, and trying to get Leon Panetta to say that he was going to come to Congress and he was going to have Congress declare war. Panetta absolutely refused to do it, and Jeff Sessions was absolutely amazed, and yet he couldn't get the outrage. He couldn't get in his face. And guess what? If you can't get the outrage, you can't get a backbone, get in their face, you're not going to do anything about it. We'll be right back with Alex Jones, who has a passion about things. Stay tuned.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No
With all the news from 2013 Bilderberg in London, here is Alex Jones.
That's right. If you want to follow all the news that's happening at Bilderberg, go to Infowars.com/B. I'm David Knight. I'm standing in for Alex Jones. He's going to be joining us at the top of the hour with David Icke. Got a breaking interview there live in London. Now, CNN finally covered Bilderberg And we had a caller yesterday who said he had actually sent some Twitter messages to Jake, and Jake was kind of brusque with him and pushed back kind of at the assumption that he was going to cover Bilderberg when he was getting ready. I guess he was already working on the report. Let's cut to a little bit of that report right now.
Now, if you're thinking this is just another cabal of the people who secretly run the world, so does noted author, provocateur, and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones from InfoWars.
Magna Carta has been restricted for the scum globalists that are in there.
Jones is broadcasting live from the conference this week.
They want you dead, Governor.
Why? They're out to kill me.
Some pretty nutty conspiracy theories about the group abound. They're hiding the cure for cancer, for example. But just because Bigfoot believers who are often offensively wrong are on the case here does not mean there isn't reason for the rest of us to be wary as these masters of the universe confab away from cameras.
Go!
The conference wraps up on Sunday, and organizers say there will be no resolutions or votes and no policy statements.
I think it would be very naive to think that all of these people are going to turn up to a meeting unless it has some effect.
Gerard Batten is a member of the European Parliament for London.
I'm sure that they are actually reaching decisions about which way public policy should be going in the countries that are represented, and of course in the European Union.
Now, we have a very good interview with Gerard Batten from UKIP that's going to be coming up, where Alex interviewed him yesterday. And we're going to be playing that, but that's going to be in the next segment. It's a fairly long interview, very substantive. It's not going to be just a soundbite there. But do you notice what Jake Tapper and CNN are doing? Like I said before in the last segment, they can no longer ignore that Bilderberg is happening. They look stupid. So now they've taken another tact. Instead of saying that Alex is right, they essentially kind of throw a backhanded compliment saying, essentially, well, a broken clock can be right two times a day. Essentially what he said, just because they're wild-eyed conspiracy theorists and lunatics doesn't mean they can't be right about Bilderberg meeting here. But, of course, there's nothing really going on, probably. That's right. Don't look at what happened with the European Union. Don't look at what happened with the Euro. Just ignore all of these plans. Ignore the fact that you've got massive scandals of influence peddling happening in the United States as well as Britain, and yet you've got these most powerful companies and leaders of Bilderberg, like Prince Bernhard, who have been involved in scandals of influence peddling in the past. Just ignore all of that and say that there's nothing happening here. That's the tactic that the mainstream media is taking right now. And we've also just learned that there's a live press report from Obama where he's talking about the leak of information, I guess, from Verizon. I don't know if he's talking about the spying that's going on to the internet firms. You know, every day it's another scandal. And the criticism that we've seen so far, the reactions that we've seen so far is for the White House to defend this. And we've actually seen the NSA supervisor. There we got a video feed of it. Let's go to the audio here and see what they're saying briefly.
And indicate why, in fact, they were doing further further probing. Now, with respect to the internet and emails, this does not apply to U.S. citizens, and it does not apply to people living in the United States. And again, in this instance, not only is Congress fully apprised of it, but what is also
true what he
is that the FISA court has to authorize it.
That's not true. The FISA law applies to foreign citizens, but in this case, as was reported yesterday, they specifically excluded foreign phones. They went strictly after domestic phones. Continue on with this.
Congress. Bipartisan majorities have approved them. Congress is continually briefed on how these are conducted. There are a whole range of safeguards involved. And federal judges are overseeing the entire program throughout. We've also set up an audit process when I came into office to make sure that we're, after the fact, making certain that
what he's saying here, go ahead and take that off. What he's saying here is that as long as Congress is watching them spy on us, it's okay because they're watching. Our watchers are looking at this and approving illegal, unlawful activity. So that makes it okay as long as they're watching. We just had the U.S. intelligence chief denounce this release of information. Not the fact that they were releasing information about customers, but releasing the fact that they were collecting the information. Yes, we're going to talk about that right after the break. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From 2013 Bilderberg in London, here is Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, Alex is going to be joining us at 8 after the hour, and he's going to be joined live with David Icke for the first time together in a single studio. They're going to be having a live interview at 8 after, so stay tuned for that. Now, to fund this information and to fund this trip here, we've got a couple of specials you might want to take advantage of on InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a Bilderberg special on ProPure water filters, 15% off through, I believe it's the 9th, the end of Bilderberg. So take advantage of that. And also the Survival Seed Vault. Now, one thing that's really key about the Survival Seed Vault is the heirloom seeds. So even before GMO became an issue, grocery stores and growers started selectively breeding fruit and to look better, to last longer. And sometimes that happened at the expense of taste. I mean, they even did that with roses. Roses don't have the kind of fragrance that they want, that they once had, because they started selectively breeding those for appearance. And they're doing the same thing with a lot of the fruit that you buy. If you want some stuff that really tastes great, get some heirloom seeds. And it's also something that's very important for your health. You know, we can't control the Supreme Court. These 9 politically appointed judges just said that Monsanto can do anything that they want to. They can trespass with their pollen and their seed on other farmers' property, and if that happens, those farmers have to pay Monsanto for the trespass and the contamination of their products with Monsanto's genetically modified seed. And understand the difference between genetically modified stuff versus something that is selectively bred. Look at the genetic variation that you get within dogs, but they're still dogs. You're still breeding dogs to dogs. Now, if you take a dog and you mix in the genes of, let's say, a spider, or you mix it so they can do something with webs, I don't know, or take some a firefly so that your dog glows in the dark so you don't lose him when he goes out at night. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about with GMO. It has tremendous health consequences. As we saw last summer, the French did an experiment with rats, got massive tumors from eating GMO. It's being banned in Europe. Well, it's creeping into your grocery supply. And over again, we see that we cannot rely on the people in Washington or government to protect us. We have to do it ourselves. That's true whether you're talking about fully informed juries who are going to veto bad laws locally, taking the responsibility, having the backbone to do it themselves, or we're talking about your food supply, making sure your water is clean and unadulterated, making sure that your seeds are real seeds, not some kind of frankenfood. You can do that with a survival seed bank. You can do that with the ProPure filters, and it helps to fund this operation, of course, because it does need money to run, to send people to Europe to cover Bilderberg, as well as to operate on a daily basis just here from Austin. Now, Alex is in Europe, in London, and he talked yesterday to a UKIP party member, Gerard Batten. Very good interview about Bilderberg. Like I said before, he's going to be on at 8 after, talking to David Icke. But let's take a look at this interview he had yesterday with Gerard Batten.
My name is Gerard Batten. I'm a member of the European Parliament for London for the UK Independence Party. And we're here today outside the Grove Hotel where they're having the Bilderberg meeting because I'm one of those many people from many different political points of view who are asking the question, what are these people meeting for? I think this year is very significant because it's the first year in 59 years that we've actually got members of the mainstream press and media turning up to actually interview people like me and Alex Jones, who's here and filming me today, and asking what's going on. That's a major breakthrough. And I think that the reason that people are very upset about this is because they don't know what the conclusions are of these meetings. Now, they say they don't have any conclusions, but are we really supposed to believe that 130, 140 people of the most powerful, richest, influential people in the world give up their time, fly across the world to come here, and it doesn't have a significance? I don't believe that for a minute. If it isn't significant, why would they come? If it is significant, what does it all mean? And I think the reason that party like mine, the UK Independence Party, is soaring ahead in the polls and getting votes is because people now feel that politics is something that's done to them and not something that's done for them. And this is the heart of the malaise. People feel that it doesn't matter what they think, it doesn't matter what they believe, they're going to have these policies that they don't want thrust down their throat anyway. And this is where my party's different, whether you agree with us or not. A lot of people feel that we're sincere and we actually stand for certain things, and that's why they're voting for us.
I heard you speaking with the London Telegraph just a few minutes ago, and you've obviously done your research because it's been declassified. The CIA funded the creation of the European Union. UKIP's the fastest growing party, obviously, now in the UK in the last elections, because you guys talk about how you're losing your sovereignty and how you've got EU license plates and 80% of your laws or so are EU and you don't get a vote on it. But again, it's a corporate group that took over America, created the UN, created all this. It's not even really America, but it was the CIA, kind of this corporate body that's anti-free market, kind of monopoly men, that did set up the EU to get rid of the sovereignty of Europe. I mean, if Hitler would have come up with a corporate plan to take over, we'd all be...
He did. Because, in actual fact, in 1942, the German bank, German Central Bank, under Dr. Walter Funk, along with leading industrialists, said, how are we going to run the economy of Europe after we've won the war? Because at that time...
You know your stuff. The EU is a Nazi plan.
Europäische Wirtschaftsgemeinschaft, the European Economic Community, that's what they called it, and it had a common agricultural policy, a common this policy, a common that policy. And I haven't done enough research on this, but I'd be willing to bet that some of the civil servants that drew that plan. I've actually found jobs 10 or 15 years
ago. Fritz Bernhard was an SS officer, and he was the founder.
And Queen Bernhard of the Netherlands is here. Oh, the Queen of the Netherlands is here.
And her son is about to be king.
Yep, and she comes to every one of these months.
Okay, so specifically, though, talk about the 60s and that vote and the CIA funding the Euro.
Well, 1975 is the last time that we had a referendum in this country, and it wasn't about joining the EU because Ted Heath had already taken us in with no mandate, no democratic mandate to do it.
But under a trade deal, just like in the US, we're under free trade.
That's what they told us, but yeah. Everybody who knew anything about it knew that wasn't the case anyway. But anyway, we got in, Harold Wilson won an election saying, I'll give you a referendum on the EU, and it was about whether we should accept his renegotiated terms, stay in or get out. And we don't know the exact figures, but the CIA put money into the Yes campaign, the BBC had meetings every day to make sure that they kept up, that there was a Yes vote delivered, major organs of the press were involved in that. So the No vote were totally outspent and outclassed in terms of a campaign.
So is this not a corporate takeover via EU government?
Well, that was the CIA, so presumably they get their money from the government. So I see this as an instrument of American foreign policy at the time, because as Henry Kissinger said, who do I talk to when I want to ring Europe? He doesn't want to ring 20-odd individual nation states and have to worry about dealing with them. He wants to deal with one centralized authority, a United States of Europe. So I see this as your corporate idea may well be very valid.
Well, sure, it's Bilderberg that gives the orders in the U.S., though. It's the main contingent is Americans and Brits, and then some EU. We've gotten their minutes. We've gotten their documents. They say what you just said. Carl Quigley, who was allowed into their minutes in the 60s, wrote Tragedy and Hope, and he said, autocratic thing run by central bankers into freedom, controlling both major parties in countries, Democrat, Republican, Labor, Tory, creating the illusion of choice. The fact that UKIP's getting so popular, speaking out against the New World Order, they criticize you guys then, but it only makes you more popular. Does that signify that people are awakening and people like Nigel Farage or yourself are kind of the Ron Pauls of Europe?
Well, I don't claim any great status myself. Basically, what we're doing, I think, is asking the questions and trying to come up with some answers. And I think more and more people are aware that politics is not being run for their benefit. People talk about this being a capitalist system. This isn't capitalism. Capitalism is supposed to be fair and open with a free market, and that's not what you're getting now in the modern world, where things are stitched up corporately, as you rightly point out. So it isn't a crisis of capitalism. It's a crisis of democratic government and a fair economic system.
Sure. Last question. This huge lobbying scandal, members of parliament resigning and things, isn't this the big lobbying scandal right here? They've gotten in trouble for criminal lobbying before, back in the 70s with the Lockheed Martin scandal and Prince Bernhard.
Well, I think that George Osborne, who's here, who's a minister of the government, as indeed Kenneth Clark, may well be in breach of the ministerial rules, because that lays down that they're supposed to be open about who they're talking to, and particularly with members of the press, they're supposed to log every meeting, and you've got people here who own vast swathes of the media in one way or another. So I think there may well be some questions asked, but I wouldn't hold out much hope of actually anything being done about it.
Is UKIP going to call for criminal investigations of this?
Well, I think what we'll do, when I get back to my office, I'm going to be looking at the rules in detail and writing to David Cameron and raising the issues that I think are relevant. So we'll do our best. But I've written many letters, Alex. A lot of them get ignored and don't often actually result in much action.
But big things have small beginnings.
Yeah.
If you could speak for 1 minute to the Bilderberg attendees, the royalty, the people, the corporate barons, the government regulators, the EU bureaucrats that are arriving with people that they regulate, if you could say 1 minute of words to them, as a member of the European Union Parliament, what would you say to them?
I would say, if you are really here to talk about things in the public interest, which is what they maintain, why do you think you can achieve it in secrecy? Why wouldn't you achieve more by being public? Okay, you could have a discussion about what the problems are and the solutions in private, but any decisions that you arrive at, any policy recommendations should be in public, because you need to take the public with you. And obviously they're not doing that because the public wouldn't want to go on the trip that they've got planned for them. But I'd ask them to do that. If it's genuine, be open and honest about it, because what people feel now is that, as I said earlier, politics is not something that's done for them, it's done to them.
You had a great point, though, about how if they don't have any power, why would they be traveling from all over the world in great expense and secrecy and paying for part of the millions of pounds they've spent here if this didn't have any power? And we have so many of their minutes where they set up the euro. They brag. They created the brain trust in 54 with the trade agreements, Treaty of Rome, Treaty of London. and then later the votes to hoodwink people into this undemocratic system where the EU bureaucrats are above the law.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Alex, even as prominent and important as person as you are, I'm sure you'd find it difficult to get 10 minutes in George Osborne's diary.
Absolutely.
But he can come here and spend 2 or 3 days away from his desk, away from his onerous responsibilities, and spend it. He wouldn't do that unless it was important, and neither would any of these other people. So it must be very important or they wouldn't do it. I don't believe it's just a talking shop. These people don't have time to waste. They will only do it if it's significant and there's a real reason for doing it.
This is the last question. I know you've got to go. It's so amazing to talk to a member of the EU Parliament who's exposing it from the inside. Looking at this whole event, every time the BBC or the London Telegraph or any of them come up and talk to me or they talk to you, they say, are you a conspiracy theorist? For a long time, they said this didn't even exist. Now we force them to report it, and then we're somehow bad that we're wanting to know what policy is being made in there by this shadowy group. We have WikiLeaks documents from Bilderberg. They've confirmed are real, where Kissinger says, illegal, we do immediately, unconstitutional, takes longer. I mean, this is a guy known for war crimes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot what your question was there.
I'm sorry. What do you say about them using that throwaway term of conspiracy theorist?
Well, I say, what's the definition of a conspiracy? It's two or more people meeting in secret to achieve an end, which might be illegal or illegal. So in the strict use of the word, it is a conspiracy because we don't know what they're talking about, unless they have no objective at all and it's just a friendly chat over a cup of tea, which none of us believe. And I think the bigger conspiracy, in inverted commas, has been the fact that the media haven't spoken about this for 59 years and have allowed it to go on without any reporting. And I think that's the real conspiracy. And now hopefully that's come to an end and the media are actually going to look at what...
Wow, if it has no power, why was the media able to be shut up for so long?
Well, they weren't shut up. Look who owns the media. The media is owned by powerful people, and those same powerful people go to meetings like this. So, in Britain, I don't know, like in America, it's probably very similar. You've got a few powerful people that own newspapers or television stations, and, of course, they ultimately decide what's reported and what's not.
Sir, thank you so much. How do we visit the UKIP website?
www.ukip.org, or you can look at my website, which is www.gerardbattonmep.co.uk.
I want to thank you for coming out to this, sir. Thank you so much. And we've got members of the German Bundestag going public saying they've attended and it's evil. We've got members of the British Parliament that are coming out saying they attended and that it should be open. And now Bilderberg is really feeling the heat from our sources, including the BBC guy. He went in there to have lunch with him. He told us on the phone, I came out, was interviewed by him, and he admitted they're feeling incredible heat and may even have a press conference. So it is unprecedented the amount of heat they're feeling. They don't like it.
Great. Well, it's quite hot out here as well.
Absolutely. Again, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, great job. Let's continue. It really starts to kick off now.
That was a great interview. That's UKIP's Gerard Batten. It's not just Nigel Farage. They've got a whole group of Ron Pauls over there. I guess UKIP stands for United Kingdom Independent Pauls. But they've got a lot of guys who really know their stuff over there. And that was a great interview that Alex had with Gerard Batten of UKIP. Remember that at 8 after, Alex is going to be interviewing David Icke live. For the first time, the two of them are going to be together because Alex traveled to cover Bilderberg there. Now, like I said before, another day, another scandal. We've had Verizon coming out yesterday, a secret document that was leaked about that. As the Atlantic reports, the unknown patriot who exposed the government's Verizon spy program. They said, who is it? We don't really know, but it was still marked top secret. As a matter of fact, back in March, Clapper, who is the head of the NSA, James Clapper, director of national intelligence, denied that the NSA was doing any surveillance. He lied to the Senate. Hey, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Kind of like the way the IRS lied to the Senate year after year about what they were doing. Now we got the NSA lying to the Senate. He was asked directly by Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, and Ron Wyden has been very good in terms of coming after civil liberties violations. I got to give him credit for that. He's done an excellent job. He's been one of the few people to speak out against this stuff. He said to Clapper, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans? That's what he asked Clapper in a March 12th meeting. In response, Clapper replied quickly, no, sir. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect intelligence on Americans, but not wittingly, said the U.S. intelligence chief. That said, particularly in the case of NSA and CIA, there are structures against tracking American citizens in the U.S. for foreign intelligence purposes. And yet we were told yesterday, it was reported, that Americans were specifically targeted, foreigners were specifically excluded. Exactly the opposite of what Obama just said in his press conference. Now, Clapper is still not telling the truth. He came out in defense of this and upset about the fact that information was released, not upset about the fact that records on millions of Americans were released to spooks, but he's upset about the fact that anybody knows that that happened. He said, disclosures, this is in The Guardian, he said, it says, disclosure of the massive surveillance of phone records and internet communications risks, quote, long-lasting and irreversible harm, unquote, to U.S. national security, said Clapper, director of national intelligence. Late on Thursday night, U.S. time, James Clapper issued a bullet point defense of the surveillance programs disclosed by The Guardian and The Washington Post, saying that they contained, quote, numerous safeguards that protect privacy and civil liberties. How do you say that when you've had millions of these things released? Obviously, that didn't work, right? And obviously, it is not just Verizon. It's going to be everybody. And then today, we have breaking information about PRISM, where they're going in and looking at a lot more information. We'll talk about that coming up after the break. Alex has a great speech about PRISM as part of an interview at Bilderberg. We're going to be possibly playing that later in the program. We'll see how that works out. But David Icke is coming up after the hour at 8 after, so stay tuned.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and waited.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones. I'm joined here in the studio with Jakari Jackson. We're going to be talking about some breaking news here domestically about sheriffs in just a moment. But I wanted to finish up with what I was just talking about just before the break. I had one more quote I wanted to go over from James Clapper. Now, he is the director of U.S. National Security. He went before the Senate March 12th, lied about what they were doing. And then he is upset about the fact that this secret program of espionage on all Americans was disclosed. Well, we've been talking about it for a long time. People didn't believe us, but now that this is out in the news, we'll just have to see where this is headed. Hopefully this will wake people up. I know when I came to work here at InfoWars, I had a couple of people tell me it was a dangerous thing. I was putting a target on my back. You know what? They've got a target on everybody's back. That's what I said at the time, and that is true. We already knew they were recording everybody's phone calls. They were setting up a massive data center so they could mine it in the future. Hopefully now, at this point, the best thing that could come out of it is people can get out of denial about the pervasive espionage of our government against everyone in this country, trying to make any of us criminals, trying to intimidate any of us. We've got to not be intimidated, and we've got to see that real change is done. Get rid of the passive people like Jeff Sessions who see something, but they don't do anything about it. Listen to this last quote. This is from James Clapper after he discovered that this went out. He says, there is a robust legal regime in place that governs all activities conducted pursuant to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Well, that's just not true. That's just not true. They didn't do it. It is a robust illegal regime that we have in Washington, and that's what we've got to get rid of. Now, I'm joined here by Jakari Jackson. How you doing, Jakari?
Doing well. Not so well after hearing that information, but overall. Right. Doing okay.
Now, we had some breaking news that came in yesterday just as we were switching over to live coverage in Bilderberg, and it was just kind of breaking, and so we didn't have a lot of details about it, and it's still a little bit sketchy as far as the details about it, but tell us what happened with a sheriff in Florida.
Well, this is actually something we got off our tip line, show tips, at InfoWars.com, so thank you to that viewer. We have this article, Florida Sheriff Arrested After Defending Second Amendment. Now, this is Florida Sheriff Nick Finch. He was booked into his own jail after releasing a man from the jail. And you say, why would he release a man from the jail? The man was arrested for carrying a firearm in his vehicle without a permit, which is a third degree felony in the state of Florida. The sheriff said, hey, I don't want this guy in my jail under these trumped up charges. He releases the man, or allegedly releases the man, I should say. And now the governor had called for him to be suspended, so he's currently on suspension at the moment.
He also has some legal jeopardy himself, doesn't he? They went in, they replaced, they took out the duly elected sheriff, who was just elected in November. They removed him, and they put in someone else, sure. And they have charged him. Now he can get charged with, I believe, a third-degree felony.
Yes, they said, I believe it was evidence tampering, or actually I think the official charge is one count of official misconduct is the actual charge he's being charged with. And I had a chance, I reached out to Sheriff Mack yesterday, a friend of our show, and I said, Sheriff, you know anything
about
this?
He's with the constitutional sheriffs.
Constitutional sheriffs, and I had a chance to talk to him. And he says, I know of this guy. I don't know him real well, but I know the guy. And, you know, he's not taking phone calls right now for legal reasons and so on and so forth. But I said, Sheriff Mack, you know, what do you think about this situation? He said, regardless if the governor got involved or not, it should have never gotten to the point where the sheriff was suspended from his duties.
That's right. What we're seeing now is we're seeing the government over and over again breaking over the barriers that have been set for it, going into jurisdictional areas where they don't have jurisdiction, going in and breaking their own laws. It's bad enough that they had FISA, but they don't even pay attention to FISA. They're now getting records of domestic American citizens under that FISA Act. We'll be right back after the hour. We're going to have David Icke and Alex Jones coming up at 8 after. Stay tuned.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.